Welcome to Inner Peace to Go, your source for practical, proven strategies to reduce stress and make life easier. I'm your host, Sandy Cohen, and I am so glad you're here. Let's dig in. Hey, friend, welcome back to Inner Peace to Go. Thank you so much for tuning in. So in 1981, this movie came out called Stripes, and it starred Bill Murray and John Candy, and they are enlistees in the Army. And there's this character, I thought it was Robert De Niro. It's a guy who looks like a young Robert De Niro, but the guy's name is Conrad Dunn. Anyway, he's this character who says, he's like, my name is Francis, but everybody calls me Psycho. And if you call me Francis, I'll kill you. And if you touch my stuff, I'll kill you. And if you touch me, I'll kill you. And he goes on this like rant to all the other cadets. And, you know, he's like, nobody calls me Francis. And then the drill sergeant, after he gives this, you know, I'll kill you speech, the drill sergeant says, lighten up, Francis. And it is totally hilarious because, you know, he just said how he's going to kill everybody who calls him Francis. And so I wanted to talk about not taking ourselves too seriously. And it's because of this clip, which has stayed with me. I mean, 1981, that movie came out. So it stayed with me all these decades. I guess that's more than 40 years. And Lighten Up Francis has always stayed with me, that idea of being so uptight and so particular that, you know, you're going to kill anybody who dares go against what, you know, your desires. So Lighten Up Francis, not taking ourselves too seriously, is the theme of our episode this week. And, you know, there are so many quotations, like famous quotes about this. Probably the best known is, it's attributed to Oscar Wilde, that life is too important to be taken seriously. You know, let me not put this on you. This is me. I have in the past taken things really seriously, my life, my achievements, my intentions, and I take it really seriously. And part of it is because, you know, of course I care about the work that I do and I care about the goals that I have and the things I'm trying to do in the world. But the truth is, by not taking ourselves too seriously, we can actually go so much further, and not to mention feel so much more peaceful. And there is not only science on this, there is wisdom on this from the ancient wisdom traditions. So the science is out of positive psychology. Now, positive psychology is a relatively new area of study. Previously with psychology, it was really about pathology, right? It was really about what was wrong, when mental illness, rather. So if something was wrong, someone was having depression or some kind of mental issue, that's where like the study of psychology came in to remedy it. And then a scholar named Martin Seligman in the 90s was like, we should be studying what keeps people well, what keeps people from, like, people who are well and don't have mental illness and seem to be thriving, what are they doing? What works for them? And that led to the birth of this field of positive psychology, which has since become very robust. And this is how we know a lot of things about creating inner peace. What keeps us well? What keeps us feeling good? This is how we know this discipline of science within psychology, positive psychology. And I've often said, oh, there's a reason we didn't grow up knowing this stuff, because I'm somebody who grew up like I was already an adult by the time the positive psychology field came out. So in the field of positive psychology, we know that, I mean, that research there has shown us that not taking yourself too seriously has big benefits for your mental health. People who have a more playful and lighthearted approach to life and to themselves tend to have higher levels of happiness, greater resilience, greater ease and inner peace. And by having this mindset of sort of curiosity and flexibility, we're more adaptable. We can face the challenges of life with more grace and more ease. Because we know, right, there are going to be plenty of times that things don't go our way. There's going to be plenty of times when we do something like goofy or ridiculous or say the wrong thing. Or again, things don't go our way. We miss a deadline. We get a speeding ticket or, you know, gosh, you know, forbid, we get in like a car crash or something. So things are going to not go our way from time to time. And being really uptight about it is not going to help that go more smoothly for us. So there is science here that being more lighthearted, which is a sort of a cousin of being optimistic, those lead to much happier outcomes in our lives and much more ease in our minds. And the ancient wisdom traditions support this as well. So there's this concept of non-attachment in Buddhism. And in Buddhist philosophy, this non-attachment doesn't mean not caring about anything. It's more about letting go of our attachment to the outcome or to identities. So when we loosen our grip on how we think things should be, we create space for acceptance and peace to arise. When we cling too tightly to our desires, our goals, our identities, when we really hold too tight to that, we set up a rigidity and we also set ourselves up for disappointment and suffering. So when we can loosen our attachment, when we can be a little more easy with things, it just actually makes things easier. We hold things lightly and we make room for things to flow in and out. It's kind of like being the water that can trickle around the rock and maybe eventually through the rock, instead of being so solid, I guess, like instead of being the rock. So, unless you're talking about the rock, the entertainer, and then we should all be the rock because he looks like he's having a lot of fun. Sorry, I'm getting off topic. So, the idea here is that when we take ourselves less seriously, we really make more room for lightness. And we make more room for peace in our lives. The late spiritual teacher Wayne Dyer has a little story about this. I read it in one of his books, and he's talked about it in speeches too. So he says these two government leaders, like two prime ministers, are having a very important meeting. And then this guy comes in and starts, he's freaking out and he's throwing his hands all over the place. And the prime minister says, "Gary, please remember rule number six." And the guy freaking out was like, "Oh, yes, sir, right, of course." And he's just completely composed, calm, walks out of the room. A few minutes later, a woman comes in and she's just flailing her arms. She's yelling and screaming, and her hair's all wild. And the prime minister says, "Elaine, you appear to have forgotten rule number six." And she's like, "Oh, yes, sir, you're right." And all of a sudden, she's just the picture of poise. She's like, "I apologize," and walks out of the room. And the other prime minister is like, "Wow, I've never seen something so remarkable. You got to tell me, what is rule number six?" And the first prime minister says, "It's don't take yourself so damn seriously." And the second prime minister is like, "Ah, that's brilliant. I love it. What are the other rules?" And the first guy says, "There are no other rules." So rule number six is the only rule. Don't take yourself so damn seriously. And how remembering that can make such a difference in our demeanor and the way that we feel. Okay, so how do we do it? Because the problem for me, and maybe for you too, is I might know this intellectually, but when I get all worked up, I forget. I forget I should not be taking myself and my situation so seriously. Oh, and let me back up one second. There are times to take things seriously, right? If one of your loved ones is ill, that's serious, and there are serious, if you yourself, your safety is compromised, that's serious. But a traffic jam or a missed deadline is probably not as serious as we're inclined to take it. Maybe as we've been acculturated on how to take things. Oh, everything's a big deal. Oh, that reminds me of another guy, Richard Carlson, the author of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. That is his big thing. Life is not an emergency. I did an episode on that several episodes back. Life is not an emergency. That kind of goes along with it. So, okay, how do we not take ourselves so seriously? One way is to pay attention to your thoughts and investigate them, right? So to notice, wow, I'm getting really worked up about this. Is this helping? I know we've talked about this before, but as you notice your thoughts, or if you can sort of tune into your breath, you can see what's arising. And instead of getting swept along into this whole narrative and getting more and more agitated, you can kind of recognize, oh, this is an opportunity to just be easy. Can I let this go? Can I be easy about this? Is there a way to sort of be more lighthearted about it? Can I have bring a sense of humor to it? So that is one really helpful way. If we do notice it, whoa, I'm getting really worked up. Is this a cue that I should be lightening up? And then there's also self-compassion. And we just talked about this. Self-compassion is such an essential ingredient in creating inner peace. It is being a friend to yourself when you're discouraged or overwhelmed. Instead of berating yourself, see, I knew I should have left earlier. This traffic is terrible, and this is, my fault, and I hate traffic, and I hate people, and I hate everything. To bring some kindness there. Yeah, sitting in traffic is a drag. I'm so sorry. Yeah, maybe this is a good time to listen to your favorite record or put on your favorite podcast. And when you notice that you're taking things too seriously, can you also bring that kindness? Aw, aw, look it, you're taking it seriously and it's making it suck. Let me give you like a metaphorical hug. Give yourself a metaphorical hug. By treating ourselves with compassion, we create a nurturing space for us, a nurturing space for our own growth and healing. So, the next time you find yourself worked up, the next time something unexpected happens, and it feels like you're this guy, Francis, who's telling everybody, don't touch my stuff, see if you can actually lighten up. See if there's something funny that you've overlooked. See if your own reaction is maybe a little bit amusing, and allow yourself some lightheartedness. I mean, really, I think that. At least for myself and maybe you too, we default to the serious, right? It's very easy to become serious and worked up and intense. And practicing lightheartedness, it is a practice. So I invite you this week to lighten up, Francis, and see if there's room to take things less seriously and more lightheartedly. And I hope that brings you a lot of peace this week. Well, thank you so much for listening. I am enjoying this conversation with you. I hope you are too. I really appreciate you being here. And thanks to those of you who have sent me a message. It means so much to me to hear from you. So you can always drop me a line at innerpeacetogo@gmail.com or on Instagram. I'm at Sandy. And if you like the show, I would love for you to tell a friend and consider subscribing. So thanks again. I'll talk to you next week. Hey, if you want to keep the peaceful vibes going, get on my email list. I'd love to send you my free ebook, The Ultimate Stress Busters Guide, packed with actionable steps to bring on the chill. Plus, I'll send you more tips and inspiration every week. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll see you in your inbox.